the first real evidence for a massive global climate change that had clear implications for some of our genetic ancestors. And over a relatively short period of time, most of the dinosaurs essentially went extinct. But life continued and new forms developed. That's the context in which we have to think about what we're doing today. Now, humans, at what point do we arrive on the scene of life? You can look at the diversity of genetic material in the humans that are alive today and try to get some sense of how related we all are. And that process says that, you know, whether our skins are black or yellow or white or whatever, we are all the same species and we are very closely related. In fact, very difficult genetically to tell the difference between someone with black skin and someone with white skin. Genetically, we are the same. Tracking that genetic similarity back, the conclusion is that we all had a common maternal ancestor. So there was an Eve. And that Eve was around probably about 150,000 years ago and probably lived in East Central Africa is the best choice for where that ancestor of all of us really lived, 150,000 years ago. Now, if you track what happens to human beings from 150,000 years ago, our early ancestors, Eve's immediate children, grandchildren, were probably very simple individuals. They lived very simple lives. But with time, they became more skilled, and they also became migrant. They started to move, and they moved around the world. They moved, perhaps initially, into the Middle East. And from the Middle East, they spread into Europe, into Asia. And eventually, they arrived in the Americas. They arrived in the Americas about 50,000 years ago. How did they get to the Americas? Well, 50,000 years ago, the Earth was deep in an ice, the last major ice age that it had. Sea level globally was 120 meters, 350 feet or so lower than it is today. And you could walk from Siberia to Alaska through the Bering Straits. The sea was level was low enough, so there was a land bridge. So our best thought is that humans, in fact, arrived in the Americas by this slow migratory path 50,000 years ago. Over the early period of human presence in North America, there may not have been very many people here, but they certainly did a fair amount of damage. Because when they arrived, this was a planet that was rich in large megafauna. You know, woolly mammoths and things like that were having a fine time living in the Americas. And over a very short period of time after our human ancestors arrived, they had, in fact, eliminated many species. So the idea that humans had some real inbuilt respect for nature and were conditioned to do the right thing is probably not supported by the history of life on the planet or the history of our human ancestors on the planet. What we will be concerned with primarily in this set of lectures, though, is going to be the effect of modern man, the global environment, how we have become a global force.